Today on Roadmap to Success with Pastor Neil.
In Matthew 13, the scripture says, in the night, an enemy came and he sowed tares among the wheat. Could it be that when you were sleeping spiritually, that is why Satan has sowed some things in your life? And today, if you look at your life, you realize some of the things that come out of your lips, it wasn't even there when you were not a believer. Have you asked yourself why? Because Satan is sowing things because you are asleep.
In this week's lesson, Pastor Neil delved into fasting and its benefits for believers. He described fasting as voluntarily abstaining from food for a period to seek God and draw nearer to Him. Although fasting is not a requirement, it is a desired practice that brings rewards. Pastor Neil explained that fasting sometimes fails to be effective because we do not prepare our hearts properly. We walk in known rebellion and do not repent. If we open our hearts, confess our sins, invite the Holy Spirit to reveal our weaknesses, pray throughout the fast, minimize distractions, and focus solely on God, we can reap the benefits of fasting. These benefits include freedom from bondage, strengthening our inner man, and healing. Pastor Neil also cautioned against treating fasting as a ritual to showcase one's spirituality. Instead, it should be a genuine pursuit of God. Let's listen to Pastor Neil's lesson, Understanding Why Our Fast Is Not Working.
Why is our fast not working? It is because you and I are walking in known rebellion and we do not repent. Do I need to explain that? Do I need to explain known rebellion? You are going to start the fast tomorrow. If you know you have put somebody in your heart and you don't like them, you call them right after service and you sort it out, else you'll be waiting the fast. Did you just hear what I just said? Husbands and wives fighting. You don't like your boss, but you are fasting for God to give you a breakthrough at work. What are you saying? Let us not waste 21 days being hungry and get nothing out of it. Now, let's read Isaiah 58 because maybe you think I'm telling you a story. Let's start from verse 1. All right. He says, cry out loudly. Don't hold back. Raise your voice like a trumpet. Tell my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins. They seek me day after day and delight to know my ways. Like a nation that does what is right and does not abandon the justice of their God, they ask me for righteous judgment. They delight in the nearness of God. What is he saying? He said, these people, they're after God. They're pushing. They want to know God. Right? But then they have a question. Look at verse 3. Why have we fasted, but you have not seen it? We have denied ourselves, but you haven't noticed. Look, you do as you please on the day of your fast. God is replying them. And oppress all your workers. You fast with contention and strive. You strike viciously with your fist. You cannot fast as you do today, hoping to make your voice heard on high. Will the fast I choose be like this, a day for a person to deny himself, to bow his head like a reed, and to spread out sackcloth and ashes? Will you call this a fast? God is saying that the act is like you are doing all the things that are associated with a fast, but the heart is not there. You are oppressing people. You are engaged in sin. You are a husband going after somebody's wife. Stop the fast. Go tell the lady you don't have anything to do with them. In the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Can I address the issues one by one? Kids disobeying parents and going on a fast. You're wasting your time. Start obeying the parent. And then you fast. And God will hear it. Are you guys with me? Can we correct this? The scripture is not saying you will not sin, but he says, do not start the fast when you know there is a known rebellion and you have not repented. And then you want God to step in. He does not do that. You end up having what is called a hunger strike. Are you with me today? Look at verse 6. Isn't this the fast I choose? To break the chains of wickedness, to untie the ropes of the yoke, and to set the oppressed free, and to tear off every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and to bring the poor and the homeless into your house, to clothe the naked when you see him, and not ignore your own flesh and blood? Then your light will appear like the dawn, and your recovery will come quickly. Your righteousness will go before you, and the Lord's glory will be your rear guard. At that time, when you call, the Lord will answer. When you cry out, he will say, here I am. And if you get rid of the yoke among you, the finger pointing, the malicious speaking. So it means when you are fasting for somebody to die, you are wasting the time. If it was answered, it wasn't God. It was Satan who has picked up on your foolishness and he answered it for you. Can we correct this? When we close and you go home. When we close and you go home. Go and correct all this stuff before you start. Only three people said amen. Why is our fast not working? It is because we walk in known rebellion. God is telling the Israelites here, there are things you are doing and you want me to just show up because you have humbled yourself and all of that. No, I am not going to do it. You need to repent first. Amen. Amen and amen. So let's begin some basics. What is fasting? What is fasting? Fasting is voluntarily abstaining from food for a period to seek God. Write it down. Voluntarily abstaining from food for a period to seek God and draw near to him. In that case, you must remember that fasting is not a diet plan. You are not fasting because you want to lose weight. That's not why we are fasting. If it is a diet plan for you, please stop. See, because God is already looking at the heart and he realizes it is because you want to lose weight. It is not because you want to seek him and draw near to him. Fasting is not a diet plan. It is also not a ritual to show how spiritual you are. Some people, you meet them. Yeah, like the Pharisee who was praying. Lord, you know, I fast twice a week. Didn't Jesus say that unless your righteousness exceed that of the Pharisees? It means fasting twice a week should be basic. We claim we are better than Pharisees, but you can't even fast twice a week. Do you want me to keep showing you how food causes troubles? Satan keeps using food. Be careful. Do you see how we organize everything around food? When food is in the center, Satan is present. I didn't quote the scriptures. It's my personal observation. He's there because he can use it. He can either make you an Eve or a Judas. Or he can cause you to grumble. Haven't you seen sometimes we have events here and then we cook and people complain, I didn't get some of the food. And they get mad, and because of that, they quit church. You quit church because you didn't get food, as if you don't eat at home. Let us not be like the Pharisee. Twice a week. At least once every 2 weeks. Tell the person sitting next to you, once every 2 weeks. So fasting is not a diet plan. Fasting is not a ritual. And fasting is not to punish your flesh. It has nothing to do with those. You are not punishing yourself. You are drawing near to one, to God. Let me also say that fasting is not required, but it is desired and it will be rewarded. Can I put it in another way? It is not commanded in Scripture to fast, but it is expected of us to fast. And whenever you do it, you will be rewarded. Meaning that if you choose not to do it because it is not commanded, you will forfeit the blessings that come with it. Are you with me? Because some people, the thing is not commanded, so why should I fast? No, Jesus expects it. Read with me from the book of Matthew chapter 9. Let me show you something. Here, Jesus had come down from the Mount of Transfiguration, right? He says, then John's disciples came to him saying, why do we and the Pharisees fast often? So the Pharisees and the disciples of John, they fast often. The questioner says, but your disciples, that is Jesus' disciples, do not fast. Listen to Jesus' answer. Jesus said to them, can the wedding guest be sad while the groom is with them? The time will come when the groom will be taken away from them. Then they will fast. The groom is Christ. The church is the bride, you and I. And he says, whilst Jesus was physically here on earth, there was no need for the disciples to what? Fast. But he says, once he leaves, and Jesus is not physically present. So this is the time to what? So it is not commanded, but he is what? Expecting it. Look at Matthew chapter 6. Let's read verse 16 to 18. It shows you that once you desire and you follow through, you will be rewarded. Are you Matthew 6, 16? Whenever you fast, don't be gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so that their fasting will be obvious to people. Truly, I tell you, they have their reward. The scripture says, don't do that. Verse 17, but when you fast, not if you fast, when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face. In other words, look good. What are you doing? So it does not become obvious. It's like you are in a fast, so you don't even comb your hair. You look so tacky. Don't smell good. No, I told you I would be very basic. Verse 18, he says, so that your fasting isn't obvious to others, but your Father who sees it in secret, he says, he will what? He will reward you. So fasting is not commanded, but it is expected. And if you desire to follow through, you will be what? Rewarded. So whenever I fast, I am not dieting. Don't mix the two. We are only seeking God, and we want to draw near to him. Are you here with me? All right. So let's look at some benefits of fasting. I know we live in a world where everybody wants benefits. So I will show you. Let me show you just five benefits. The first benefit of fasting is that there is what I call help from God. There's a helping benefit. In the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, we read a story about Jehoshaphat. The Bible says some nations were coming against him, and he was afraid, so he called for a fast. So it is okay for a leader to declare a fast. So when I declare a fast for you, I'm not making myself God. And because fasting is not commanded, it means you can choose the time. If you read the Bible, you will see that there is a one-day fast, there is a three-day fast, there is a seven-day fast, there is a 21-day fast, and there is a 40-day fast. You determine it because it is not commanded but expected. So you choose the time. 21 days. It is not punishment. It is seeking God and drawing near to him. Are you with me? So let's look at verse 12 here. He says, our God, will you judge them? They are in a fast. All right? And in the context of the fast in 2 Chronicles 20, the Bible says even babies, nursing babies, were part of it. All you modern day people with your medical stuff. I didn't know how they did that. Our God, will you not judge them? So they are praying. He said, for we are powerless before this great number. In other words, he's saying we need help. Verse 18, but in it, what did they do? they simply began to worship God. They worship him. We see another example in Ezra chapter 8. Now, as the people were going back, as the Israelites, the Jews, were returning, all right, to the Jewish land, the Bible says Ezra was leading a group of them. And when they were at what is called the Ahava River, now the road was dangerous. So Ezra could have simply asked the king, give us military men to go with us. But he's been telling the king, our God always protects us. So how can he go back and tell the king, give us soldiers? It would be contradictory. So the scripture says Ezra proclaimed a fast. We see another leader proclaiming a fast because there was a need. What was the purpose? Let me pick it up from verse 21, Ezra chapter 8. I proclaim a fast by the Ahava River so that we might humble ourselves before our God and ask him for a safe journey for us, our dependents, and our possessions. Verse 22, I did this because I was ashamed to ask the king for infantry and cavalry to protect us from enemies during the journey, since we had told him the hand of our God is gracious to all who seek him. Please underline the word seek. Seek him. But his fierce anger is against all who abandon him. So, verse 23, shall we all read it together? Ready? Read. So we fasted and pleaded with our God about this, and he was receptive. The seeking part. God knows their heart that they wanted protection. That's not what to be saying in your during the fast. All your prayers, God protect us, God protect us. No. Lord, we want to know you. Reveal our sin to us. Let us know. Has God ever revealed you to you before? Let me see how many of you. That God has revealed you to you before. Yeah, because if God revealed you to you, you respect people. You realize you are no different. In fact, you are worse. Because if God was to crack our heads for everybody to see what is it that you are thinking, you realize that... So we fasted and pleaded. So the first benefit of fasting is what? That we will get help from. All right. Acts chapter 13, we find a second benefit. Whenever we fast, we are able to discern the will of God. Acts chapter 13. If you look at the first three verses, this was a fast conducted by the early church. It says, now in the church at Antioch, there were prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, who was also called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manian, a close friend of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. As they were worshiping the Lord and fasting. As they were worshiping the Lord. Come on, say that with me. As they were worshiping the Lord and fasting. As they were worshiping the Lord and fasting. The Holy Spirit said. The Holy Spirit said. So you want the Holy Spirit to speak. Fasting and prayer is the way. So when I fast, I obtain help from God. Secondly, when I fast, I am able to discern what God wants. Verse 3 says, then after they had fasted and prayed, they laid hands on them and sent them off. Because they had discerned of. Some of you, you need clarity. Young people, you need what? Fast. This fast, be a part of it. Believing that God will give you what? Clarity. Are you here with me? Some of you, you have offers from different employers and you are looking which job should you do. This fast is for you. Some of you, you can tell that the way you are living your life, things ain't working. You need help from God. This is your fast. So benefits of fasting, we obtain help. Secondly, we're able to discern the voice of God. But three, it brings us freedom. There's this freeing benefit. Go back to the book of Isaiah 58. That whenever we fast, there is something that happens in the spiritual that actually brings freedom. I want you to start this fast with a better understanding this time. Are you there with me? Isaiah 58, look at verse 6. You got it? It says, is this the fast I choose? Notice the words that I use, to break. The word break means to liberate, to break the chains of wickedness, to untie. The next word is free. The next two words is tear off. So whenever I fast, there is some breaking of chains that take place. There is some tearing off of some addictions that takes place. 12-step program by the county will give you relief for a period. Because you cannot cancel something you must cast. How do you counsel a demon? You only cast them out. Is it not a fast I choose to break the chains, to untie the ropes of the yoke, to set the oppressed free, to tear off every yoke? There are yokes amongst us. There are yokes in our lives. There are yokes at our workplaces. There are yokes in our marriages. There are addictions, addictions, addictions. They are yokes. They are strongholds. As you fast, for some reason, the flesh will begin to be dwindling. And the spirit will begin to become what? Much stronger and stronger. Young people are listening to music that is not helping you and everybody's saying stop. During the time of the fast, start listening to the opposite music. And you'll begin to see how it stirs you up. And it's not because the person mentioned Jesus in the song, it means it is correct. No. It is the spirit with which the person sang the song. So I don't believe in gospel music. I believe in music that came from heaven that is based on the word of God. Because these days, the person who is even singing Jesus is Lord, the time he sang it, where was he sitting? Let me tell you a story. There is a pastor. His name is Al Green. Al Green came up with a song back in those days called Love is the Message. Do you know where Love is the Message was really played? It was played in casinos and places where people just wanted to make love to people. But he's a pastor. And later on when he was questioned, how in the world that as a pastor your song is not being used this way? He says, I am deeply sorry. Because my wife had traveled, I had missed her. And I wanted to have some kind of thing with my wife. And I went into my music room and I wrote. The spirit in which the musician is in when he wrote the song matters. Don't tell me, oh, it's just the lyrics. In the book of Daniel, the scripture says what? What did Nebuchadnezzar say? He says, when you hear the sound, you bow. What is the music or the sound you are bowing to? Because that thing will control you. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, we don't bow to that sound. We only bow to the sound of Jehovah, what he speaks. Are you here with me today? Music is not sinful. It is where it's coming from. That matters. And I pray that you become very careful. But fasting and prayer brings some breaking of chains. Some of us, the things we have, the only way it is going to go, it is through what? Didn't Jesus say it? He says, this kind cannot go except through what? There are some things, they are not going to go away. Until you start buffeting this flesh and allow your spirit to take over. So, benefit number one is what? There is a helping benefit. Number two is what? A discerning benefit. Number three is what? A freeing. That we get liberated. We get set free. That God does something. Number four is that there is strengthening benefit. Whenever we fast, we receive strength. And that is the focus we have as a church. We are praying that we will have the strength. That even though we are exhausted, we are still in pursuit. We are asking God to strengthen us for the next level. We are not giving up. We are fighting. We are maximizers. We are pushing forward. We are going where you want us to go. I want you to look at the example of Jesus. When Satan came to Jesus in Matthew 4, Jesus could be physically weak because after 40 days of not eating, the body really will be weak. But his spirit, man, has been elevated above his flesh.
So when Satan put in the stuff, it didn't work. I can't believe that the temptation came and I gave in. It's an indication that you have not been fasting. And that's a place that somebody said. Amen. It is an indication. In Matthew 13, the scripture says, in the night, an enemy came and he sowed tares among the wheat. Could it be that when you were sleeping spiritually, that is why Satan has sowed some things in your life? And today, if you look at your life, you realize some of the things that come out of your lips, it wasn't even there when you were not a believer. Have you asked yourself why? Because Satan is sowing things because you are asleep. Coming to church and going home, child, is not enough. Enough is you spending time on your own when the church has not proclaimed a fast to fast. What was the suggestion I gave? Once. Every what? 2 weeks. Even that, we are not better than Pharisees because they do twice a week. And I know most of us believe we are better than Pharisees. But the guy said it. I fast twice a week. It is not how many times you do it. It is the fact that you do not make it a ritual when you do it. That your heart is with God. And God is going to respond to you. So what did I suggest you do when you go home? Go fix the rebellion. You don't need extra prayer to forgive. You don't need extra prayer to release people out of your heart. If you hold anybody in your heart and start tomorrow's fast, you are wasting your time. Do not do that. Because the fasting won't take care of it. God wants you to take care of it before you start seeking Him. Amen? So, benefit number one for fasting is what? Help. Number two is what? Discernment. Number three is what? Freedom. Number four is what? And finally, healing. There are more benefits. I only just gave you five of them. There are more benefits about fasting in the Bible, right? Whenever we fast, there is a healing benefit. Isaiah 58, look at verse 8, teaches us something very powerful. It says, then your light will appear like a dawn, and your recovery, your healing will come quickly. Your righteousness will go before you, and the Lord's glory will be your rear guard. Did you understand what we just said? So if you are here, you are believing God for healing, please. The fast is for you. I said the what? The fast is for you. All right. Now let me give you some helpful hints, and then I will get out of your way. So how do you get started? How do I get started? Getting started. Reflect on your reasons for the fast. Anytime you fast, have a reason. Don't fast for fasting's sake, else it is hunger strike. Reflect on your reasons for your fasting. And I have shown you at least five of them. But what is the most basic reason for which we fast? Is to seek God and draw near to Him. So if you notice, most of the prayer points I write, I remember the last prayer time somebody was asking me, Pastor, why is the first week everything's about repentance and giving our heart to God and repent? Because that's what fasting is about. I understand it. That's why I wrote the prayer points that way. Because you wanted us to start having prayer points to bind the demons. No. Bind the demon in you first. Deal with the one inside you. Some of us gradually have become sluggish and lazy. This is the time you tell the Lord, I'm not going to be lazy anymore. Are you understanding where we're going? I want you, by February 2nd, some miracles and some stuff needs to happen in this place. But it can only happen because we do it the right what? Way. So reflect on your reason for the fast.
Thank you for joining us on this spiritual encounter. Need more help? Text radio to 301-696-8555 or visit us on the web at covenantfamilychapel.org. You may also visit us at one of our in-person services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and discover the difference that the kingdom of God makes. Like up on social media, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram. all at Covenant One Family.